Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, so you've heard me say this before. I think Figgy said it before. I think we've all said it before.
I don't know. Don't speak for me yet.
Well, you will say it, I'm sure, at some point. Kind of feeling a John Metchie game, Figgy.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what you're putting on my name yet. So.
for the
you
seventh.
Put some money on it?
No. No.
You want to bet your house on it?
No.
Lopez's.
Lopez's
hot locks.
Let's bet your boat on it.
That's no way.
He wouldn't bet it. He's like, house? Nah. Boat? Absolutely not. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
House is in play. Boat? Absolutely not. How many times have we said, kind of feeling John Metchie this week?
Here we go.
All the time.
All the time.
Let's go. Well, I mean, now with Nico, I do wonder how much. I mean, he probably was still.
Well, Tank's out.
Yeah, Tank's out.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm kind of feeling a Metchie game.
Come on, Metchie.
It should be a Metchie game. If everything play all right, it should be.
And I'll say this. If he plays and gets the snaps.
And if those boys on the line are going to.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But if he plays and gets the snaps and doesn't produce.
Yeah.
We might have the book written on
him.
When
I mean don't produce, if he like drop a pass, an important pass
or just has like two catches for 12 yards or something.
Yeah. That like ain't a lot of it. Missed opportunities. And it's like, damn, man.
Well, I got to admit though, man, I'm kind of feeling it. Kind of feeling Metchie for the 17th, 18th, 19th time since he's been here.
You don't feel like Charlie Brown a little bit?
A little bit.
All right, so during the course of this week, y'all know about the Chicago White Sox and their pursuit of being the absolute worst.
What are they doing winning?
I don't know why. They got a little sweep going at the end of this thing, which, hey, I guess if that's how y'all want to handle it. But during the course of them losing, and actually on the day that they got their record-setting 121st loss, which was the most in modern baseball, most since the 1900s, I believe.
Yeah.
121 losses in a season. During the course of that, a couple of Southsiders, a couple of White Sox fans had a marriage proposal, which went viral during the course of that game. They were basically behind home plate.
Okay.
And my confession is I truly, Hunter and truly believe that you should not propose at a sporting event.
100%.
Yeah. Like, I don't think that there's ever a reason for you to propose at a sporting event. I think that there's always a more romantic place to propose than a sporting event.
You deserve to be told no. I don't care how diehard fans both of y'all are.
Yeah.
There's got to be a place that's one, less public, and two, like, more sentimental. There's got to.
Well, there's got to be. And but
I know it's going to be a lot of people that text in and say, oh, that being at a game is sentimental to us, and that's where we met, or our first date or something like that. I just never liked that.
It just doesn't seem to fit. Like, generally, in a real proposal, I know those are real, but like in other proposals.
Wow, put on the X-Files theme. He thinks that they're not really contrivances.
Married. They're not really married. No, like generally, like, she wants to look good. They want to have the right environment. You know, she cries, he cries, and it's just sort of a moment. That's not a moment. It's like, all right, here's a proposal. Thanks for your money. Because they have to pay for those, as you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Some places are cheaper than others.
Yeah. But if you want to propose at a game, you got to pay for that.
Well, at least if you want it to be like on the jumbo.
On the screen, yeah.
I actually saw this past playoffs where somebody proposed right behind the media row. Whatever, and it was real awkward because this is not really a beautiful thing to do.
I'm with you on that.
How about this? Somebody, I seen somebody get proposed to at a tailgate. We was actually judging tailgates.
Really?
And I mean, God bless.
That's actually better.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at that.
Yeah,
I thought that was cool because I feel like a tailgate is a moment,
and there's family there.
Yeah. A lot of people.
I'm gonna be honest. Like, and yes, Reggie is being a judgmental jerk right now. Fair, 100%. I am that right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a better place.
Where did you propose, John?
In church.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought
on
that,
the Sunday service?
On Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay.
We went, so the whole family was there. I told her dad, you know, in advance. And so right as they were, I forget exactly what part of the service, kind of one of the slower points. I think it was after communion. After communion. So the family was all around us, and I went down and proposed. So yeah, it was perfect. It was a power play.
Power play. In front of your family and Jesus, you can't say no.
Yeah, you can't say no in church.
You can't say no in church. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I ain't gonna lie, man. I feel like Tony Busby is doing God's work, man. This man is all over the place when it comes to some type of sexual assault,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, kind of defending women and just getting the nasty people out of here. Everywhere you see something like this, a situation like this, he is right there and try to get all the money out of these
God's
folks.
Work, huh?
I feel like he's on a mission to try to expose all the nastiness that's going
all
on.
All the fans?
All the athletes, all the celebrities. Because right now, I don't know if y'all seen this, but I forgot how many women. I don't know if it's like 30 women.
Oh, wow.
That was connected to P. Diddy. So
that was so predictable. Why did I not think of that?
I didn't think of it either till I actually saw it. I'm like, man, I should have said something about it ahead of time so I could look like a genius. But he's representing like 30 women and pretty much trying to set up some type of, I don't know if it's a civil suit or.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's his brand now. Just going around and finding all the nasty men and whoever. And just trying to get money for these ladies.
Yeah, I think, his brand is, where's the cameras?
That is his brand now. Whatever big time celebrity is in the pickle.
Whoever's the new nasty man.
Yeah.
Whoever the nasty man is, he is coming around and his goal is to expose you and get all your money.
I don't know if I appreciate that it's for a good cause. It still feels kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, God's work is a little strong. God's work is a little
strong. Like, God's contracted out work in a way. I don't know what we're doing there. We'll workshop it. Watch this.
I almost put money on the Cowboys last night.
You didn't get 4.5?
I was texting with my son, and I was about to say, why don't you go ahead and do this, you know. So I like to watch a game with a little more interest, you know, and that would have definitely brought more interest. Boy, am I glad I did not. Cowboys up 20-15. Spread was 5.5. Brandon Aubrey, well, he's never missed a field goal before and missed this one. And, you know, who knows? We can speculate exactly why. But there were these two dudes. There were these two dudes who were, you know, gambling derelicts. Degenerates that kind of did a play-by-play of the whole thing, and it's hilarious.
No, no, no. Not like this. Any way but this. Ladies and gentlemen, we just witnessed one of the all-time Vegas phone calls.
Uh-oh.
The back door, always open. Cowboys are -5.5. Brandon Aubrey has never missed a field goal 50 yards or longer.
They put music to it.
He's wearing a Vegas earpiece. He's wearing more wires than Jose Altuve.
That's a drive-by.
This doesn't just happen. This is fake. It's staged. You can't convince me otherwise. Cowboys -5.5 bettors deserve a refund. Everyone on the field knows it. There should be protests around the country. Just so happens, his first miss of 50 plus yards in his career was to cover for the Cowboys, who the entire public was on. I'm glad Dak's laughing about it, because even he knows at this point, they might as well change the letters of NFL to WWE.
Was that Joey Molinaro? Whatever.
I don't know. Let's see.
It's sad that his name, his voice is kind of familiar to me.
Yeah. They didn't even mince words.
Yeah, I think you're doing a lot. Like,
it's a fix.
It's funny. But come on, y'all. If there was one thing, I guess this could be my confession. If there was one thing that got under my skin, and I probably shouldn't say this, especially with the way that I've been trolling the Lopez all week, is like the insinuation that these sports are fixed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, come on. Like, I understand like why you have the inclination and the feeling to do that. what are we doing if that's the case? Like, what are we doing all the way around? These sports yeah. are, also, like, man, y'all see the level of incompetence that exists at the levels, various levels in sports all the way around. Y'all think that that level of incompetence yeah. is all also all bringing together, like, this giant conspiracy to script these games down to a T? Stop it.
Yes. And see,
stop it.
I don't think games are scripted. Like, I'm with you on that part. But if you watch the whole setup with it, where
he pushed this the
guy,
kick.
This guy was
set. What, kickers can't miss kicks now? All of a sudden, you believe so much in kickers that all of them gonna hit them all the damn time?
Nah, for the simple fact that this guy was setting up the kick, and Al Michaels,
yeah.
brung it up pretty yeah. much, was saying, this is yeah. gonna make some he people upset, and he missed the kick. Like, no, this was really like a script, like this moment
it
right
was.
Here. I don't think Vegas made a call to the sideline and said, hey. Hey, you know, he got to miss this kick or anything like this.
Yeah.
But no, it's hard for me to believe that nobody was on that sideline thinking about this spread.
Also, I think they were.
To be fair, I think a lot of people had it at 5.5. I saw people that had it at 4.5.
I saw so the Cowboys started, still covered. It started at 4.5.
The Cowboys did
but
still
cover. But I'll just answer your point about, this by saying Las Vegas casino management, not exactly known for their integrity.
I mean, fair enough. I can't necessarily argue with you.
Do you think the kicker had any idea what was going on as
Absolutely.
Far as that?
Absolutely. Look, to be honest, you know, I'm really just kind of kidding around here. I don't think he did anything on purpose. Oh, but he knew.
I'm about to say he knew something.
Yeah, he knew.
Like, I don't think he's going out there had no clue.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe. Them kickers just go and they go about their lives. I do wonder how much the kicker actually keeps up with all the extra stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. I'm good. You good?
Yeah, I'm
all good. All hearts clear?
All hearts clear.
All right, there you go. A little lunchtime confessions here in the loop. Sports Radio 610 on a football Friday. In fact, it's a football Friday, not just for NFL football. College football coming up this weekend. Lopez got some takes
yes, sir.
On what we got coming up with the schedule. Let's talk about that next.